Alright, so it's been a while and I promised you all my Survivor Series review and Turning Point review, and you know, it's been so long that I have more reviews to talk about. So without any further ado, we have Survivor Series, Turning Point, Raw, NXT 2.0, AEW Dynamite, all in one episode, a jam-packed episode. So let's start this show right now.
Welcome to 15 Minute Time Limit, the wrestling podcast.
Impact Wrestling had Turning Point special on Impact Plus, almost a week ago already. Match of the night for me was the opening match between Chris Sabin and Ace Austin. Sabin beat Austin this time after Austin had his share that I beat Chris Sabin. Wonderful match. Go watch it right now. Then Violent by Design beat Heath and Rhino. Not so sure about that. I was pretty sure Heath and Rhino should win it. But it's Impact. That's what they decided to do. Reed Swann beat VSK, who was a substitute for the injured, or I'm not sure if it's a real injury or a kayfabe injury for Brian Myers. Haven't watched Impact weekly show as of yet, so I don't know what's going on there. W. Morrissey beat Matt Cardona. It was an okay match, but nothing to write home about. Then the Inspiration, Cassie Lee and Jessica McKay, beat DK in a rematch for the Impact Knockouts Tag Team title. Decent match, I think better than their first match. Maybe they got to know each other a bit, so they improved their chemistry. So, in my opinion, it was a better match. Trey Miguel beat Lardo Kid and Steve Maclin in a three-way match to retain the X Division title. It was fun, but it could have been better. Their previous match was better, in my opinion. Impact Knockouts title was up next. Seeing Mickie James defend her title and retaining her title against Mercedes Martinez. Now, a lot have been said about Mickie James and Mercedes Martinez, but in my opinion, great match. Both veterans, both capable of doing great stuff. Both have been released by WWE this year, so they had a lot to prove, and they don't really need to prove anything with their experience, but they delivered big time. In my opinion, second best match of the night, right after the opening match. But kudos to Mickie James and Mercedes Martinez. Mickie retains. Deonna Purrazzo comes in and attacks Mickie James. The feud must continue. Then we had the Good Brothers retain the Impact World Tag Team titles against Bullet Club of Chris Bay and Hikuleo. And in the main event, third best match of the night in my opinion, Moose retained the Impact World title versus Eddie Edwards in a Full Metal Mayhem. Now, this could have been match of the night or even second best, but it was long. Let me tell you, more than 30 minutes. If they trimmed this match down by 10 minutes, in my opinion, it would have been a whole lot better, more action-packed. But they went on and on and on. It wasn't a bad match, but it was a long match. And that's why, in my opinion, it was third best match of the night. Great show overall. Three great matches, and the rest, pretty standard, pretty good matches. Impact Turning Point. Then the day after that, we had Survivor Series. Raw decimated SmackDown. I'm not really sure how they allowed it, Fox, I mean, to be decimated like that. Starting off with the match of the night. You see, Turning Point started, the opening match was match of the night. Survivor Series started with the match of the night. It's a recurring theme to open with a bang. That's what you want, that your opening match and your main event will be bangers. But in my opinion, Match of the night of Survivor Series, Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair. No title on the line, of course. Becky Lynch won it by cheating, by out-flaring a Flair. And just a quick word, Becky Lynch wore the hottest thing she ever wore, ever. Which was a sight to behold. Great, great match. Great opening to Survivor Series. After that, we had the 5-on-5 Raw versus SmackDown Men Elimination match. Kevin Owens was counted out in less than a minute. I found it funny. Balor eliminating Happy Corbin. Lashley eliminated King Woods, which was a surprise. I thought Woods would stay longer. Then Bobby Lashley and Drew McIntyre got double counted out. Sheamus eliminated Finn Balor. I liked Sheamus and Jeff Hardy working together. And then Austin Theory eliminated Sheamus, which made Sheamus attack Jeff Hardy. Jeff Hardy then eliminated Austin Theory, and in the end, Seth Rollins, the sole survivor for Team Raw after he eliminated Jeff Hardy. Great, great showmanship? No, great showing from Jeff Hardy and Austin Theory and Seth Rollins. Kudos to all three of them. After that, we had the Battle Royale. Almost won it. I pretty much fast-forwarded it. It was basically a commercial for Pizza Hut, and it had nothing to do with The Rock. Almost won it. Last eliminating Ricochet. Let's move along. RK-Bro versus The Usos. Great match. RK-Bro won it for Raw. Another win for Raw. With a great RKO. Poor Matt Riddle. Got splashed an RKO at the same time. Great RKO. Loved it a lot. Great match. Then the 5-on-5 women Raw versus SmackDown elimination. Now, listen. Raw won again, okay? But the booking was, I don't know. Toni Storm shined in the beginning, eliminating both Carmella and Queen Zelina. Which, again, like Xavier Woods, I found it weird that they were eliminated that early. Then Liv Morgan eliminated Toni Storm, only to get eliminated by Sasha Banks. Then Shayna Baszler eliminated Rhea Ripley. And all of a sudden, all of Team SmackDown turned on Sasha Banks, who got counted out, which was weird. They were 4-1 against Bianca. Sasha got counted out. Then Bianca eliminated Natalia. 30 seconds later, she eliminated Shayna Baszler. And then 1-on-1 versus Shotzi. Bianca Belair has done it. She was 4-1. 1-4, and eventually ended up winning, which, you know, it's okay to make someone look strong, but it's not that okay to make all the others look bad. And that's, in my opinion, what happened. Bianca looks strong. She's not even the number one contender to Becky Lynch. That's Liv Morgan. And you have Liv Morgan eliminated kind of early. But it is what it is. They love Bianca. I love Bianca. Great showing for her. But overall, I had a little bit of a problem with this match. Anyway, let's move on to the main event. No surprises in the main event. Roman Reigns defeated Big E. We didn't talk about the pre-show where Shinsuke Nakamura beat Damian Priest by DQ after Priest got insane and started destroying the guitar of Boogs and knocking the guitar on Shinsuke, got disqualified. So Shinsuke via disqualification and Roman Reigns are the only winners for SmackDown on this pay-per-view. And it was a good match. Roman versus Big E have good chemistry. The result was never in doubt, in my opinion. I don't think anyone will beat Roman, not until WrestleMania, at least. All in all, it was a good show. Not the greatest of shows, but it had good matches, good stories, and a very watchable show. Alright, 5 minutes left on this episode, so we'll run through Raw, NXT, and Dynamite quickly. On Raw, things to note, Carmella and Queen Zelina are the new WWE Women Tag Team Champions, beating Nikki Cross and Rhea Ripley. Great momentum for Queen Zelina. I mean, after that whole 9/11 SmackDown fiasco, she went on to win Queen of the Ring. She's now tag champs with Carmella. So good job for Zelina. Also, new title, we have Dana Brooke as the new WWE 24/7 champ, which was great. Congratulations, Dana Brooke. Her first title in WWE. Yeah, I know 24/7 title is a comedic title, but nonetheless, it's a title. So congrats, Dana Brooke, on your win. Other stuff that went on Raw, I didn't mention it on Survivor Series. There was this whole mystery egg stealing, the Cleopatra egg, of course, connected to Red Notice. And on Raw, it was revealed that Austin Theory was the one who stole the egg, got a selfie with Mr. McMahon, got a title match against Big E. Big E won. And you know, what else was everyone talking about on Raw was the fan that attacked Seth Rollins. If you haven't heard about it, you can go on Twitter, on YouTube, you can see the videos. Please, dear fans, wrestling fans, doesn't matter if you're WWE or not, don't attack wrestlers. Never do that. That never ends well. And I hope Seth is okay. I hope the fan is dealt with. Anyway. Oh, and one last thing about Raw. Riddle and Randy Orton. Oh, man. Matt Riddle is... he cosplayed as Randy Orton with goatee and all. And dressed like him. And then had Gulak's shorts on. And he did the pose. And then Orton did the RK-Bro. I love that pairing. RK-Bro, the best tag team on Raw right now. Good episode of Raw, in my opinion. Stuff's happening, so that's always a good thing. On NXT 2.0, we have War Games being set up. Both the women and men War Games teams are now set in stone. We had a good non-title match between Tommaso Ciampa and Grayson Waller. Carmelo Hayes successfully defended his NXT North American title against both Johnny Gargano and Pete Dunne. Johnny Gargano is rumored to have his contract end really, really soon. And according to Sean Ross Sapp, he agreed to extend it by 1 week so he can compete in War Games. Then Cora Jade beat Mandy Rose in a non-title match, but other than that, it was an episode to set up War Games, which it did pretty good, but nothing else to talk about. AEW Dynamite opened with a 20-minute promo war between CM Punk and MJF. Finally, one of the best promos of the year, no doubt. Maybe the best promo of the year, and we need to... there's still one more month for this year, so we need to see what happens. Great, great promo. It's on their YouTube channel, the whole segment. It's 18 minutes and a few seconds. You should definitely go watch it. One of the greatest promos. As for other stuff on the show, Thunder Rosa beat Jamie Hayter to move on to the semifinals of the TBS title tournament. Bryan Danielson beat Colt Cabana as he promised. He also knocked out a tooth from his mouth in Chicago. And in the main event of the show, we had FTR, Andrade El Idolo, and Malakai Black beating Cody Rhodes and the Death Triangle, Pac, Penta, El Cerro Miedo, and Rey Fénix, the tag team champs. Cody Rhodes keeps getting booed. He threw his belt to the audience threw it back. That's something that's been only reserved to Cena in ECW. Speaking of Cena, he was mentioned in the promo at the beginning of the show. Not only him, but also Triple H. And you should go watch the promo, really. I think it was the best thing on the show. Not that the matches were bad, but that promo was one of the best. Really, really great promo. Go watch it. Thanks for listening. Go to Linktree/50minute time limit. Share with your friends. Thank you very much.